Back in 1957, I was working as a professor of biochemistry at Boston University's School of Medicine, and I had a fight with a dean. It wasn't a terribly important fight, but I thought perhaps I might have to quit my job. This made me feel very depressed indeed, you can well imagine. So I thought, well, I'll call up a publisher and find out what's doing with some of the material I'd submitted, get some good news, and feel a lot better. I called up Doubleday and asked about a mystery book I had sent them, and it turned out they were going to reject it and were just wondering how to break the news to me. Well, I felt very bad indeed. Everything was piling up on me, so there was only one thing I could do. I locked the door to my office so that nobody could get in. I sat down at my desk, and I wrote a funny poem. This is the poem. It's called, I Just Make Them Up, See? Oh, Dr. A, oh, Dr. A, there is something, don't go away, that I'd like to hear you say. Though I'd rather die than try to pry, the fact you'll find is that my mind has evolved the jackpot question for today. I intend no cheap derision, so please answer with decision, and, discarding all your petty, cautious fears, tell the secret of your vision. How on earth do you give birth to those crazy and impossible ideas? Is it indigestion and a question of the nightmare that results? Of your eyeballs whirling, twirling, fingers curling and unfurling, while your blood beats maddened chimes as it keeps impassioned times with your thick, uneven pulse. Is it that you think, or liquor, that brings on the wildness quicker? For a teeny, weeny, dry martini may be just your private genie. Or perhaps those Tom and Jerry's you will find the very berries for inducing and unloosing that weird gimmick or that kicker. Or an awful combination of unlawful stimulation, marijuana plus tequila, that will give you just that feeler things are clicking and unsticking as you start your cerebration to the crazy syncopation of a brain a-talking ticking. Surely something, Dr. A, makes you fey and quite outré. Since I read you with devotion, won't you give me just a notion of that shrewdly pepped-up potion out of which emerge your plots? That wild, secret, bubbly mixture that has made you such a fixture in most favored SF spots. Now, Dr. A, don't go away. Oh, Dr. A. Oh, Dr. A. I hope you notice that the question in that poem, which is how I give birth to those crazy and impossible ideas, is answered in the title, which I will tell you again. It's, I just make them up, see?